Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I have eyes to see.
I have eyes to see.
I have ears to hear.
I have ears to hear.
And my spirit is alive.
And my spirit is alive.
And I'm hearing your word to me.
And I'm hearing your word to me.
To expose my enemy.
To expose my enemy.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will hear.
I will hear.
And I choose to humble myself.
And I choose to humble myself.
So that you can have your way with me.
So that you can have your way with me.
That'll be a different game.
That would be a different game.
But it will be success.
It will be success.
From the kingdom point of view.
From the kingdom point of view.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you.
So I want to take you for a little ride with me. And I just want you to close your eyes. I don't want you to try to figure it out. I want you to contain what happened to Paul Keith Davis. And I'm doing the bottom part of page 62, if you have the book, so you can rehearse it. Releasing his authority. In order for us to fulfill the commission to pull down strongholds and dominions, holding captive our churches and community, we must first experience freedom from the strongholds and dominion residing in me as individuals. That doesn't leave much room to play, does it? The first level is to take care of the strongholds and the dominions that are residing in us as individuals. Then the necessary release of heavenly authority will be entrusted to destroy the corporate fortresses of the enemy holding hostage our communities. So the first level is to work on me. The next level is a change in our community. For now, a limited flow of power for ministry is being released. However, as love grows within us, did you hear me? As love grows within us, greater measures of power will be bestowed with ever increasing revelation of his glory. The Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord is looking for liberators in whom he can display his glory and set the captives free. And I add, the first captive is me.
Amen.
So don't think you can deliver your neighbor until you work on me.
Amen.
Take a deep breath.
Wow.
Say, I can do this, Lord.
I can do this, Lord.
Because you're going to give me grace.
Because you're going to give me grace.
And I need it.
And I need it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of heaven is within. Ah, words are coming alive. The kingdom of heaven is within.
Amen.
Upon the thrones of our innermost being, he is to rule and reign, allowing the rivers of living water to flow freely, providing a refreshing to those who are perishing. Mm. That's what he did with me yesterday. I was able to function. I was able to obey and release a word that a person was actually struggling with. And when that word went in, it gave him clear instructions and confirmed his next level of what he's to do. What about you? When the Lord Jesus entered the temple, his first drove out the money changers and the robbers who defile the temple with their corporations, confusion, and excesses. Then the scripture records that the sick and afflicted were healed, and they came to him in his temple. Mark 11, verse 15 through 17. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to cast out those who were buying and selling in the temple, overturned the tables and the money changers and the seat of those who were selling doves. and he would not permit anyone to carry goods through the temple. And he began to teach and say to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'?" Ah, isn't that a thrill? "But you have made it a robber's den." Wow. "We are to be his temple, and when the Holy Spirit comes in, he will perform the same assignment, making us a house of prayer." "All we need to do is give him complete permission by the yielding of our will." Yes. To the will of the Father. "When we do, he will drive out the corruption as he did the money changers from the literal temple." Notice it. He will. "We will love the Lord our God with our entire soul when it has been fully purified by the washing of the water of the Word. The divine attributes expressed to us through the Word provides the key that unlocks the resources of heaven to mold us and change us into his image when applied in faith." Having an absolute resolve in our hearts concerning this, biblical heritage touches the hearts of the Father, who releases grace and strength needed for the battle. Did you hear? A battle. We must have the determination to no longer allow these strongholds to separate the veil and veil us from his presence and fellowship that is rightfully ours. Reasonings, obviously. "Therefore, strengthen the hand that are weak, and knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord." That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. Now, I want you to just take a couple of deep breaths and say, this is what the Holy Spirit, on page 64, was hitting Pastor with. So he could wake up. And find out why it's been hell on wheels. Because it was necessary. Otherwise, God would not allow it. So my challenge is. And hell breaks out against me. He's trying to get my attention. Do some house cleaning. Get out. The word of the Lord. And start active. The kingdom that is within us is filled with power from heaven. To cast out all of the darkness. And that includes pride, arrogance, lawlessness, and obviously reasoning. Okay, take a deep breath. Here we go. This is Paul Keith writing now, and I want you to know it wasn't me, although I've lived some of it. "A couple of years ago, I went through one of the most difficult seasons in recent memory. This trying time followed the release of several very encouraging prophetic words through a number of highly regarded and respected prophetic friends." So to synopsize that, he got clear instructions. Now retaliation is what? Bound to come. Okay? The words that were given involved our calling and commission along with many of the secret desires of our hearts that we were earnestly seeking. So he had a miracle, a couple of them. During this troublesome time, it seemed that every base of carnal inclination was emerging to the forefront of my mind, seemingly consuming every thought and imaginations. Overwhelming feelings of discouragement, rejection, anger, disappointment began to surface, making it difficult to pray or even study the scripture. No matter what I tried, it did not seem to work. I employed every teaching I had ever learned over the years in overcoming assaults of the enemy that attempted to oppress my walk. I rebuked everything that was pressing my mind. I recited the scriptures in just the way I had learned, and I called upon the Lord to defend me against what I perceived to be an all-out assault of the enemy. When none of these techniques worked, I placed a desperate call to our prophetic friend, Bob Jones. When he answered, it seems as though he were waiting for my call. The Lord had already spoken to him about the dilemma I was facing. When he told me the revelation of he received from the Holy Spirit, I was surprised and dismayed. He shared how he had seen in a vision that the Lord was pouring water on the tares of my soul. What an unusual expression. The Lord was actually causing seeds of corruption that existed in my soul to begin to blossom and come to forefront so that they could be identified and dealt with. Say ouch.
Ouch.
Then Bob said, the tares of your soul are blossoming and the Lord is sending the angels to gather them and remove them by the roots to be burned. Amen. So what you think is a nightmare is actually going to allow angels to come in and clean things up if you recognize that it's not a problem for God.
Right. Amen.
Notice he did all the works program. But it did not
work. He wasn't getting to the root of the problem.
No pun intended.
Okay. Take another deep breath. Way down deep. Let it go. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I need more of you.
I need more of you.
And I can see.
And I can see.
You're working on me.
You're working on me.
Okay. The Lord was causing the base nature to begin to blossom, so I would call upon him for mercy and grace. Say yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Mercy and grace.
Yes.
For their removal.
Their
The merger of the Word and the Spirit provided the essential dynamics to bring divine life and illumination within my spirit that was necessary for the cleansing process. It actually required actions by the Holy Spirit for these issues to be recognized and appropriately dealt with. Many times, carnal issues remain hidden deeply within our soul, only to be exploited by our adversary at the pinnacle of our ministry in his attempt to shipwreck those called and anointed with the divine purpose. Now, there's a pause here. Notice again, requiring the Holy Spirit for these issues to be recognized, appropriately dealt with, many times carnal issues remain hidden deeply within our soul, only to be exploited by the adversary at the pinnacle of our ministry in his attempt to shipwreck those called and anointed with a divine purpose. You have been watching on the news for the past several months different churches that are falling apart. Mm-hmm. The ones from Australia. Big names, big flashing lights, incredible amount of people being damaged because the leadership did not do the house cleaning. The roots of lust, the roots of pride, the roots of power plays, etc., etc., fully active because no house cleaning was done. They refused to do what needed to be done at some point, and they covered it over. You can look at the Catholic Church. You can look at other denominations. Okay, and I'm picking on them because most of us know the regional garbage that went on here. No house cleaning. Mm-hmm. That's right. What is he trying to do in me and you? House cleaning. Go ahead and laugh because it's not a laughing matter, but it's house cleaning. It's not comfy. But it's definitely doable with what? Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy are needed.
Yes, amen.
And he wants to download it to us. Okay? Watch this next, because this is very important. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let me really hear this corner.
Let me really hear this corner.
Amen?
Amen.
The mere recital of Scripture was not sufficient. The mere recital of the Scripture was not sufficient. This spiritual surgery required the anointing and revelation of the Spirit to quicken and make alive the word of truth necessary to replace the seeds of corruption with the dominion of his divine attributes. Put your right hand over your heart. Say the mere recital.
The mere recital
of Scripture.
Of Scripture.
Was not sufficient for Paul Keith.
Was not sufficient for Paul Keith.
Or Kim.
Or Kim.
Or me.
Or myself.
This spiritual surgery required the anointing, and revelation, of the Spirit to quicken, and make alive the word of truth.
Necessary
to replace the seeds of corruption. With the dominion of his divine attributes.
With the dominion of his divine attributes.
And the way to get there.
The way to get there.
Is with grace.
Is with grace.
And mercy.
And mercy.
And I need to give some grace to me.
And I need to give some grace to myself.
And some mercy to me.
And some mercy to myself.
And get out of judgment.
Get out of judgment.
Of being angry with me.
Of being angry with me.
Because God's on my case.
Because God's on my case. Hallelujah. Amen.
How many are feeling a stirring on the inside right now? Put your hand up so I can see it. All right. See, looking for the fruit. That's what I'm looking for. Are we on the right track? Are we going deep enough? Are we going fast enough? Are we going too slow? Blah, blah, blah. Got it? Next level. Bob went on to say, do not faint. Oh. Prophet Bob was actually warning now. Again, do not faint. The first harvest is at hand. That seemed to me both good and bad news. It was good in that these oppressive and debilitating feelings would be extracted. The bad news was that it was the first harvest, indicating there would be others to follow. In reality, that was actually good news also, because it is the desire of our heart to be thoroughly purged of the seeds of corruption that veil and separate us from the Lord, and the walk of intimacy we desperately seek.
Amen.
What is this? I guess I'll have to love him anyway, huh? Okay, I'm going to give you the next level, because I don't want to break this up. The harvest of the tares. Ah. Now you know what the tares are. It's bad stuff. Got it? The admonition given to me during this difficult season was to continue crying out to God for his mercy and grace to burn and consume all seeds of sin and corruption.
Amen.
Pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Continuing to cry out to God for his divine mercy and grace to burn and consume all seeds of sin and corruption.
Yes.
I had often read the passage concerning the harvest of tares as it related to humanity, but I had never associated it with an individual life and the harvest of tares within us or within me. Matthew 13:30. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, that's Jesus speaking, first gather up the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them up, but gather the wheat into my barn. Personally, that little comment that it is personal first, before you can go out there and minister to the world, you got to take care of number one first.
Amen.
House cleaning.
Yes.
Angels on the job.
Yes.
Doing what they know best. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are what? Perishing.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, chapter 1, verses 7 and 14. Many within the body of Christ have been going through a similar process in order to achieve a place of heightened relationships and friendship with the Lord, following this refining work. Okay? The Lord is looking for a house in which he can dwell and find rest. He is continuing to search for a place to rest his head. That will be the place of the revelation of his government. I repeat, the Lord is looking for a house in which he can dwell and find rest. He is continuing to search for a place to rest his headship. That will be the place of the revelation of his government. He does not merely desire to move through us, but to rest in us.
Amen.
Time to put your hand over your heart again. Say, the Lord is looking.
The Lord is looking.
Right at me.
Right at me.
He's looking for a house.
He's looking for a house.
In which he can dwell.
In which he can dwell.
And find rest.
And find rest.
He is continuing.
He is continuing.
To search for a place to rest his head.
To search for a place to rest his head.
That will be the place,
of the revelation
of his government.
Hallelujah.
He does not merely desire, to move through me, but he wants to rest in me. This process is essential for the dying of the old man and the emergence of the new, according to Galatians 2:20. For the many who embrace this process, the Lord is going to what? Appoint you over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah 1:10.
Amen.
That's your future if you awaken your spirit. And if you want to stay asleep, go back to bed and enjoy the ride because you're going. He'll save your soul, but that's all you're going to get. You're going to enter heaven and you're going to say, what the hell am I doing here? Why? Because you're going to see those that were awake that did what God told them to do and they did it well and they will have positions of authority and you're going to be sitting, just sitting. Maybe enjoying the scenery. But you'll also be aware of the things that were in you that never got developed because you were too lazy.
Amen.
To clean the house. Mm-hmm. I know, but it's true. Amen. And if it's true for you, it's true for me too. I'm not accusing.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to wake you up.
Amen.
You don't develop your spirit by sitting on a chair and being quiet or watching TV while things go on.
Right.
There is a world out there that needs your word. Not the neighbor's word, your word.
Amen.
You're the Elijah that he's sending out. Oh, you say he's mad? Yes! I don't want you to be like me, I want you to be like him.
Yes, amen.
My failures are to be walked over. And the house cleaning, I'm saying to God, I need grace and mercy. I need it. I need it. Because I can't help the other guy that's coming in. If I don't give him grace and mercy. But I got to start with
me. That's right. Amen.
I can feel the power and the rage inside. And there's a fire going in there. Now you need to wake up. You can't do tomorrow what you did last week. You've got to change your mind. If you haven't gotten into the Word, get into the Word. If you didn't get out of bed on time, get out of bed early.
Amen.
Whatever you need to do, do it. And you're going to do it through grace and mercy.
Amen.
And if you don't give yourself any grace and any mercy, don't expect any changes.
That's right.
What you did last year, you'll do again next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to awaken to you. On the interior, knowing that that government wants to come alive. That kingdom government is inside of us. It's in seed form. Do you ever plant potatoes? You cut up the little sprouts and you put them in the dirt and you cover it up. When Gabriella was 4, my wife was about to throw away some potatoes in the cool area of the house. And she's got them all in a little box and she's going to throw them out. And I said, oh, don't do that. Gabby's coming tomorrow. And we're going to plant them. It's an old story, but you need to hear it. So she came the next day and here and we're the two of us on our hands and knees. I had dug up a whole section. About the length of that rug there, and maybe twice the width. So I made 2 rows, and she helped me to plant all the tomatoes and cover them up. And I said, now we're going to make sure. So I gave her the watering can, and she watered it. And I said, now, you know, the sun's going to do the work, and we'll watch. So a few months later, of course, she sees all those little yellow flowers. And she is awesome. I mean, she's all excited because of the blossoms. And I said, but there's some blossoms under the ground. She says, there are? I said, yeah, there's little baby potatoes that are going to grow for every one of those flowers. Well, that just went right over her mind, okay? So now, come September, she's over for the weekend. She's going to sleep over. By that time, she's, 4 and a half. So Irene says, what are we having for supper? And she had taken out something. I forgot what it was. I said, don't make any potatoes. We're going to go potato hunting. And so the two of us are on our hands and knees. And I said, now go digging. Because now the plants are all dead. She said, Pepe, the flowers are all gone. I said, yeah, but underneath there's goodies. Sure enough, we found different sizes. We put them in a bucket. We brought them in the kitchen, washed them all up good. And I said, now, you're going to have your potatoes. Because remember, we planted these. You remember? Oh, yes. I said, so she kept digging and digging. And everyone she'd find, she'd get all excited. So we cooked the potatoes. Cut them up, put some fresh butter on top, a little bit of seasoning. There is no way that you can describe what her face looked like. There is no way. I mean, I never forgot it. She may be 15 on her first date yesterday. Wow. And going to the mall, double dating with a couple. So that was just, anyway, God knows.
Amen.
What am I saying? My wife and I are looking at her now and we're saying, do you remember the potatoes? Yes. That's God looking at you and me. Are you ever going to harvest what you planted, even if you can't see it? Are you going to dig until you find some fruit inside? See, it's not the book that's important. It's how you act and react with the information.
Amen.
You could read a dozen of these and you'll never change.
That's right.
Right or wrong? Okay.
I just had a couple of people go through my head.
Okay. So I'm looking to awaken you to go to that next level and cry out for grace until you hear in your heart the little whisper, I'm on the job. I'm going to do it if you just let me perform what needs to happen.
Amen.
I want you to close your eyes now.
Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.